This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
After 15 years, Gabby Stroud walked away from teaching in the classroom. But over the last few years, through a number of books she's published, Gabby's been teaching us as a society about the unrealistic demands on teachers and what's contributing to high numbers of teacher burnout. Gabby, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Should we say, good morning, Mrs. Stroud?
Yes, that's lovely. I enjoyed having that sung to me every morning of my working life. It was a beautiful greeting. It's lovely to hear.
So you hear that beautiful greeting, but what led to you wanting to give up a profession that you love so much?
Well, ultimately, the short answer would be standardisation. So it was never anything really to do with the children or the actual work of teaching. I always loved that. But it was the layers and layers of standardisation that just kept coming and coming and adding to my workload. So standardisation is things like the high-stakes standardised testing that we see in NAPLAN, the national standardised curriculum, and also the professional teaching standards. All of those things just kept adding and adding and adding to my workload, and it kept drawing me away from my students. And as we know, kids are not standard models, you know, just
preach
because they're
it,
all born
sister.
In
the... Preach it!
Just because they're all born in the same year doesn't make them standard model 10-year-olds or 8-year-olds, you know? And so it was getting very, very hard to really cater for the needs of my learners.
Now, I understand this latest book, you write a series of heartfelt letters to parents. If you had an opportunity to convey just one message, one thing that every parent needs to hear about their kid, what would you want to say to them, Gabby?
I think I'd like to say that your child is special. Your child is super, super special. And that's exactly why teachers became teachers, because they recognise that children are special. But just because your child is special doesn't mean that they're entitled. And so from a teacher's perspective...
What?
We
have My kid to, yeah. is very special, Gabby!
Absolutely, your child, very, very special, doesn't mean they're entitled. And we need to start raising our kids in a particular way that they recognise that they're not entitled, that they're special and they matter, but they matter just as much as the person next to them. So I think one of the big things, this is like the big heart of my book, is I really need parents to start doing the work of a parent at home, so that teachers can do the work of a teacher at school. I think parents, we're nurturing and loving and making our kids feel so special that when they come to school, it's a big bubble burst for those kids because teachers are having to sort of say, hey, look, you're special, but you're not that special. Let's sit down and get on with some work. So that's probably the biggest message that I'd like parents to take away, is to think about what's their role as the first and lifelong educator of their child. What work do they need to do as a parent so that then teachers can go ahead and do the work of a teacher at school?
I know we live in a world where we take our work emails home with us, and that kind of line between work and home is blurred. What would you like parents and students to know about teachers and their availability?
Well, teaching is one of those professions that, you know, even before social media and emails and all of that, it almost becomes your lifestyle rather than just your job. You know, teaching infiltrates the way you think, and, you know, you find yourself keeping empty packets of things because you think, oh, that'll be a great maths lesson, you know. So, you know, we can never avoid that. That's the way a teacher's brain works, you know, always thinking of how to create a great lesson. But we need to recognise and respect that a teacher's time is the greatest commodity that they have. And so it would be really wonderful if parents could understand that teachers aren't accessible to them as the parents 24/7. Teachers need downtime. They need time to fill their cup, time to be with their own family. They need time to read and to take in the news and to think about the world, because that's what they're bringing to the classroom each day. They're preparing lessons and bringing the world to those students that we and those children that we care about so much. So teachers need that time to be disconnected from their workplace so that they can return to their workplace and be, you know, terrific teachers. So if parents could really be respectful of a teacher's time, I think that would actually be a great step forward in remoralising teachers if we could realise they're not accessible 24/7.
Gabby, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today. Dear Parents is out now, and you can buy it wherever you buy good books.
Thanks so much, guys. Take care.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.